Good morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the acreage history and yield updates. The Cass County FSA office would like to remind producers that the opportunity to update yields and reallocate base acres on their farm needs to be completed by this Friday, February 27. Producers may utilize their crop insurance or existing production evidence to certify their yields for the crop years 2008 through 2012. There are provisions in place for low yield years, or for years a producer did not have control of a particular piece of ground. The option to update FSA yields for corn and soybeans has only occurred twice in the past 28 years, with the most recent opportunity back in 2002. Reallocation of the base acres involves reviewing the history of planted acres the years 2009 through 12, and your local FSA office has your reallocation options available. Producers may accept the reallocated acres or retain their current base. No additional base acres are able to be added to a property under the current farm bill. Better ensure time of completion of the base and yield update process, which can be completed no matter which program you choose. Cass County producers are reminded to schedule an appointment with the Cass County FSA office as soon as possible. Program election process began November 17th. With the election, producers have the choice between price loss coverage, PLC, agricultural risk coverage county, ARC-CO, and agricultural risk coverage individual, ARC-IC. The election process needs to be completed by March 27th of next month. For more information on the update, reallocation, and election process, or to schedule an appointment, contact your local FSA office. Next, FSA signature policy. Using correct signatures when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent a delay in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse's authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on the CCC 941 Average Adjusted Gross Income Certification Statement, as well as on certain farm loan program and farm storage facility loan documents. For more clarification on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. And now 2015 wool LDPs. Eligible sheep producers are reminded that if they will be shearing wool for the 2015 crop year, they will need to stop by our office and complete a loan deficiency payment agreement and request, which is Form CCC 633EZ, to cover all their harvested commodities for 2015, including wool and unshorn pelts. Producers must complete the CCC 633EZ prior to losing beneficial interest in the commodity, which usually occurs on the shearing date. And next, a reminder for our fruit, vegetable, and small grain producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Beginning with the 2015 crop year, FSA will be providing producers with increased coverage level options. For a basic fee of $250 per crop and a maximum of $1,875 total, producers can purchase 50-55 coverage, which is coverage of 50% production at a 55% price level. By coverage of 50-100, 55-100, 6100 or 65100 are also available for the basic rate, plus a premium with a maximum premium of $6,562.50. All buy-up coverage levels are at 100% of the average market price. Spring crops, including fruits, vegetables, oats, barley, sorghum, and spring wheat, have a sales closing date of March 15th. And for more information on the NAP program and how it may fit in with your farm operation, contact your local FSA office. And finally, farm operation changes. Individuals who have either bought or sold land, as well as those who have added or drop rented land from their operation, or who have new operators on their farm in the upcoming crop year, are reminded to report those changes to their local FSA office as soon as possible. For those who have purchased farmland, a copy of the recorded deed or land contract needs to be provided to the county office in order to maintain accurate records with FSA. Failure to do so may lead to possible program ineligibility and penalties. While making record updates, producers are also reminded to update any signature authorizations where revisions may be necessary. Updating records now will save time later as we enter into the ARC and PLC signups and crop certifications later on this spring. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.